Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon hails India-New Zealand FTA as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, highlights scale and potential of Indian market. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faces questioning from lawmakers for the first time since President Donald Trump launched the war against Iran. United Arab Emirates to exit from OPEC Plus alliance from 1st of May. Sindhi leader Shafi Barfat calls for global intervention over human rights abuses in Pakistan. And Indian wrestlers bag 4 medals comprising 2 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze at Asian Beach Games in China. And now the news in detail. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has described India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement or FTA as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, underscoring the scale and potential of the Indian market. In a social media video message, Mr. Luxon pointed to India's emergence as the world's most populous nation and a rapidly expanding consumer economy. He noted that with a population of around 1.5 billion and rising income levels, India presents a vast and increasingly affluent market seeking high-quality goods and services. He said this deal is extremely exciting for New Zealand as it is going to create jobs, lift wages and provide more opportunities to the Kiwis.
India is now the most populous country on planet Earth. They have about 1.5 billion people inside the country. They're increasingly getting wealthier and as a result they want to consume higher quality products and services from places like New Zealand. And importantly also, it's going to become the world's third largest economy. So there's a huge opportunity for New Zealand to grow with India.
Mr. Luxon emphasized that the FTA positions New Zealand to align closely with India's economic trajectory as it transitions towards becoming one of the world's largest economies. On 27th April, India and New Zealand have finalized a landmark free trade agreement, marking a pivotal moment in their bilateral relationship. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will hold bilateral talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in New Delhi tomorrow. In a statement, the Ministry of Defense today said that during the meeting, both the leaders will discuss a range of issues related to defense cooperation between the two countries. They are also expected to exchange views on regional and global issues in the context of the evolving security landscape. Defense cooperation between India and Italy gained further momentum after the defense minister's visit to Rome in October 2023. This is the maiden visit of the Italian defense minister to India. The signing of the India-EU Defence and Strategic Partnership in January 2026 reflects growing strategic convergence and has provided further impetus to defence industrial cooperation in areas of mutual interest. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met and held a meeting with Ecuador's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility, Gabriela Sommerfeld Rosero, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, they discussed ways to further strengthen the trade and investment ties between India and Ecuador and explored new avenues of cooperation. The minister noted that he looks forward to deepening India-Ecuador bilateral relations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today stated that Indian diplomacy stands ready to advance national interest and secure national goals in a volatile and turbulent world. He was addressing India's high commissioners, ambassadors and senior external affairs ministry officials at the 11th Heads of Missions Conference in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, "The interaction recognized the significant expansion of India's engagement with the world in the last decade." External affairs minister Dr. S. Jayashankar received a phone call from Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi this evening. Both the ministers had a detailed conversation about various aspects of the current situation in West Asia. Dr. Jayashankar said in a social media post that they agreed to remain in close touch. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is facing questioning from lawmakers for the first time since President Donald Trump launched the war against Iran. Democrats have contested the war as a costly conflict of choice waged without congressional approval. Today's hearing before the House Armed Services Committee is being held to discuss the administration's 2027 military budget proposal, which would boost defense spending to a historic $1.5 trillion. Pete Hegseth and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, are expected to stress the need for more drones, missile defense systems, and warships. Meanwhile, talks on ending the war appear stalled. President Trump has warned of tougher action against Iran, criticizing Tehran's inability to strike a deal and referencing earlier threats linked to tensions around the Strait of Hormuz. His latest remarks on Iran come as the U.S. presses Tehran to accept a stricter non-nuclear deal that would curb uranium enrichment and prevent it from developing nuclear weapons. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. The United Arab Emirates has announced it will exit the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and the broader OPEC Plus alliance, with the decision taking effect from the 1st of next month. The move follows a comprehensive review of national production policy, capacity, and long-term economic priorities. Authorities say the decision reflects the country's evolving energy profile and its aim to enhance flexibility in responding to global market dynamics. In a statement, the UAE said the step is based on national interest and its commitment to meeting global energy demand effectively. It added that it will continue to play a responsible role in ensuring market stability. The announcement comes at a time of continued volatility in global energy markets, including recent disruptions linked to tensions around the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for nearly a fifth of global oil shipments. More from our West Asia correspondent.
After nearly six decades, the United Arab Emirates has stepped away from the OPEC, marking the end of one of the most significant partnerships in global energy. Abu Dhabi joined the Oil Producers Group in 1967, even before the UAE was formed, and went on to become one of the most influential members, ranking as the third largest producer after Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Recent disruptions linked to Iran and instability around the Strait of Hormuz have affected oil flows, adding pressure on the UAE's export capacity. At the same time, long-standing differences over production quotas and countries' ambition to raise output to 5 million barrels a day by 2027 have sharpened the need for greater flexibility. For OPEC, the exit is a major setback. Losing a key member during a period of geopolitical strain and market volatility raises questions about group's cohesion. For the United States, which has often criticized OPEC's influence on prices, the move could be seen as a strategic gain. And for global oil markets, already facing uncertainty, this signals a new and potentially unpredictable phase. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Shafi Barfat, chairman of the GSA Mutahida Mahaz, GSMM, today drew the attention of the global community to the alarming situation in Pakistan, citing enforced disappearances, political repression, illegal arrest, torture, and killing of Sindhi political activists and leaders. In a social media message, Barfat stressed that these actions by the Pakistani authorities constitute serious violations of internationally recognized human rights principles. He said that recently, GSA Mutahida Mahaz, or GSMM central body leader, Rohil Laghari, was arrested by Pakistani agencies and has since been forcibly disappeared. Earlier, GSMM central committee member Saddam Shar and several other Sindhi leaders were also similarly abducted and disappeared. Barfat highlighted that restrictions have been imposed at the state level on the political activities of the Sindhi national movement. Indian wrestlers bagged four medals in beach wrestling, taking the country's overall final tally to six medals at the Asian Beach Games 2026 in Sanya, China today. In the women's category, Priya Malik, 70-plus kg, and Pushpa Yadav, 60 kg, won gold medals, while Jaspreet Kaur, 70 kg, bagged a bronze. Siddharth, in men's 70 kg category, secured a silver. In the women's 60 kg final, Pushpa Yadav beat Asian champion Shi Mengyu of China 3-0 to clinch the gold. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon hails India-New Zealand FTA as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, highlights scale and potential of Indian market. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faces questioning from lawmakers for the first time since President Trump launched the war against Iran. UAE to exit from OPEC Plus alliance from 1st of May. Sindhi leader Shafi Barfat calls for global intervention over human rights abuses in Pakistan. And Indian wrestlers bag four medals comprising two gold, one silver and one bronze at Asian Beach Games in China. That concludes tonight's World News. Good night.